Hello again, I'm your host David Wilson, and in this spine-tingling episode, we'll be delving into the eerie tales and legends which have earned Glasgow, Scotland the reputation of being one of Britain's most haunted cities. So come with me on a journey through the winding streets and hidden alleys of the dark, enigmatic city of Glasgow, Scotland. Prepare yourself to be captivated by stories of restless spirits, haunted mansions, and chilling encounters with the unknown. We'll uncover the spine-chilling history which still haunts those ancient streets. But our journey won't stop at the well-known hauntings. We'll also dive into the lesser-known but equally unsettling stories of ghosts which continue to roam the city, from the eerie apparitions on the River Clyde to the restless souls in the hidden corners of Glasgow University. You'll be left wondering if you've ever truly walked alone in this historic city. So whether you're a skeptic or a true believer in the supernatural, join me as we unravel together the mysteries of the ghosts of Glasgow, exploring the history, the legends, and the spine-tingling encounters which have left their mark on my hometown, the ancient Scottish city of Glasgow. Just get ready for a journey into the unknown, a city full of history, a city full of ghosts. This is the Ghosts of Glasgow, unveiling the haunted secrets of Scotland's dark heart. Our first stop will be at the Glasgow Necropolis. Where else? So stick with us as we venture into the shadows of Glasgow's most haunted tales. There are several ghost stories associated within the vicinity of Glasgow Cathedral. One of the most infamous locations in the area is the Tolbooth Jail, which once stood nearby. It is said to have been haunted by the ghosts of prisoners who were executed on the gallows outside. The gallows themselves were located near the present-day Glasgow Royal Infirmary, and the area is still known as Gallowgate. The jail was also the site of many other unexplained deaths, and was known for its brutal treatment of prisoners. The most notable location nearby is the Glasgow Necropolis, which is a large Victorian cemetery situated on a hill overlooking the city. The necropolis is said to be haunted by several ghosts, including a shadowy figure that has been seen walking among the tombstones, and a ghostly woman in a black veil who is said to roam the grounds at night. There are also reports of paranormal activity in the nearby St. Mungo Museum of Religious Life and Art, which is dedicated to the history of religion in Glasgow. Visitors and staff have reported strange noises, cold spots, and unexplained movements in the museum's exhibits. Overall, the area around Glasgow Cathedral is steeped in history and legend, and there are many stories of unexplained events and sightings of ghosts and spirits. There have been numerous reported sightings of ghosts and paranormal activity in the vicinity of Glasgow Cathedral, as well as in the nearby jail and the necropolis. In the jail, which once stood adjacent to the cathedral, there have been reports of ghostly apparitions and unexplained noises, especially in the area where prisoners were held. Some visitors have also reported feeling a sense of unease or dread while walking through the jail's corridors, as if they were being watched or followed. In the necropolis, which is a sprawling Victorian cemetery located on a hill overlooking Glasgow Cathedral, there have also been numerous sights of ghosts and other supernatural phenomena. Many visitors to the city have reported seeing shadowy figures moving among the tombstones or experiencing sudden drops in temperature, even on the warmest days. Others have reported hearing strange voices or feeling a presence nearby, as if someone was standing just behind them. One of the most famous ghost stories associated with the necropolis concerns a woman who is said to have been buried alive there in the 19th century. According to legend, the woman's husband was so desperate to get his hands on her inheritance that he had her declared dead and buried in the necropolis. However, she was still alive when she was buried and reportedly tried to claw her way out of the coffin before suffocating. Visitors to the necropolis have reported seeing a ghostly figure dressed in a white gown wandering among the tombstones, believed to be the spirit of the woman who was buried alive. In addition to these stories, there have been reported sightings of ghosts and other supernatural phenomena in the surrounding area, such as on the nearby High Street, where some people have reported seeing a ghostly bagpiper playing a tune in the middle of the night. Others have reported seeing the ghostly figure of a woman in a long dress wandering through the nearby Glasgow Green Park. While the identities of these ghosts remain a mystery, the stories have become an integral part of the folklore and legends surrounding Glasgow Cathedral and its surrounding area. Which takes us nicely to the cathedral. There have been numerous reported sightings of ghosts and apparitions in and around Glasgow Cathedral. Here are some of them. There have been numerous reports of ghostly monks walking within the halls of Glasgow Cathedral. One of the most famous is the ghost of a monk known as the Blackadder. If you're a fan of the TV show, that name will be familiar. The Blackadder, who is said to have been walled up alive in the cathedral's tower for breaking his vows of celibacy. Visitors and staff have reported hearing his ghostly chanting and footsteps, as well as feeling a cold presence near the tower. On the site of the Tolbooth Jail stand some apartments today, which are said to be haunted by the ghosts of prisoners who were put to death there. Visitors have reported hearing ghostly footsteps, doors slamming shut on their own, and feeling a sudden drop in temperature. Some people have also reported seeing the ghost of a woman who was burned at the stake outside the jail in the 17th century. Over the nearby Glasgow Royal Infirmary, which is built on the site of an ancient graveyard, well, it would be, wouldn't it? There have been reports of ghostly apparitions appearing in patient rooms and hallways. Some people claim to have seen the ghost of a nurse who died on duty, while others have reported seeing the apparition of a young boy who died in the hospital. Just across the street from there is the Province Lordship, which is one of the oldest buildings in the city, dating back to the 15th century. The building has a rich history, having been used as a hospital, a private residence, and today it's a museum. But the Province Lordship is not just a museum, it's also known for its ghost stories. One of the most famous ghost stories associated with Province Lordship is the story of the White Lady. The White Lady is said to be the ghost of a woman who lived in the house during the 16th century. According to the legend, the woman was the wife of the house's owner, but she was murdered by her husband after he discovered that she was having an affair. Her ghost is said to haunt the house to this day, and visitors have reported seeing her in various parts of the building. One other ghost story associated with the Province Lordship is the story of the Grey Lady. The Grey Lady is said to be the ghost of a maid who worked in the house during the 17th century. According to that legend, the maid fell in love with the house's owner, but he did not return her affections. Heartbroken, the maid hanged herself in the attic of the house, and her ghost is said to haunt the attic to this day. There have been many reports of ghostly occurrences at the Province Lordship. Visitors have reported feeling cold spots in certain areas of the building, as well as hearing unexplained footsteps and doors opening and closing by themselves. Some have even reported seeing ghostly apparitions in various parts of the building. The history of the Province Lordship certainly lends itself to ghost stories. The building has been used for many purposes over the years, including as a hospital for plague victims during the 16th century. It is said that the ghosts of those who died in the hospital still haunt the building to this day. But despite the many ghostly tales associated with Glasgow's Province Lordship, it still remains a popular attraction for visitors to the city. The building has been restored to its original state, with many of the original features still intact. Visitors can tour the house and learn about its history, as well as experience some of the ghostly occurrences for themselves. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, the stories associated with the Provins Lordship are certainly intriguing. The building's rich history and unique architecture make it a must-visit destination for anyone interested in the history of the city of Glasgow, and the ghost stories only add to its allure. One of the ghost stories associated with the Provins Lordship dates back to the 15th century. It's one of the most famous tales, and it's that of a young girl named Isabella, who is said to haunt the property to this day. According to legend, Isabella was the daughter of the Lord of the Manor and fell in love with a young servant who worked in the house. The Lord disapproved of their relationship and forbade them from seeing each other. One day, Isabella was found dead in her bedroom, having taken her own life. Since then, there have been many reported sightings of Isabella's ghost in the Provins Lordship. Visitors to the house have reported feeling a cold breeze and hearing strange noises, such as footsteps and doors opening and closing on their own. Some have even claimed to have seen the ghostly figure of a young girl in a white dress, believed to be Isabella, wandering the halls of the house. A more grisly tale associated with the Provins Lordship is that of a woman who is said to have been murdered in the house. According to local folklore, the woman was the wife of the Lord of the Manor and was having an affair with a young servant. When the Lord found out, he became enraged and killed her in a fit of jealous rage. A ghost is said to haunt the house, and visitors have reported seeing the figure of a woman in a long dress wandering the halls. There is also a legend that a young boy once fell to his death from one of the upper windows of the house. His ghost is said to haunt the room where he died, and visitors have reported hearing the sound of a child crying and seeing objects move on their own. In addition to these ghostly tales, there have been other reported sightings of unexplained phenomena. Some visitors have reported feeling a sense of unease or dread while exploring the property. The place terrified me when I was a child. I went back there as an adult. I felt quite comfortable walking from room to room. While the stories of the ghosts at the Provins Lordship may be just that, stories, they have captured the imaginations of locals and visitors alike for generations. There are rumours and legends of a secret tunnel connecting Provins Lordship to Glasgow Cathedral. And although there is no concrete evidence to support this claim, that is, no tunnel has ever been found or excavated, and it is unclear whether it actually exists. However, the belief of a secret tunnel is part of Glasgow's folklore. Yet, there is a well-known legend associated with Glasgow Cathedral about a bagpiper who entered a secret tunnel beneath the building and was never seen again. According to the legend, the piper was hired to explore the tunnel and play his bagpipes as he went, so that those above ground could track his progress. The piper entered the tunnel and played his pipes, but suddenly the music stopped and he was never seen again. There are several theories about what might have happened to the piper. One theory suggests that he was killed by rats or other vermin that inhabited the tunnel. Another theory is that he simply got lost and couldn't find his way out, or that the tunnel collapsed on top of him. Whatever the truth of the matter, the piper's fate remains a mystery to this day. Naturally, there have been several reported sightings of the piper's ghost over the years. Some witnesses claim to have heard bagpipes late at night, while others have reported seeing the ghostly figure of a piper walking through the cathedral's graveyard. The piper's ghost, of course, is not the only one haunting the cathedral. There have been numerous reports of other ghosts and strange phenomena associated with the building. For example, there have been sightings of a ghostly woman in white wandering through the cathedral's graveyard. Some people believe that this might be the ghost of St. Mungo's mother, while others think it could be the spirit of a woman who died in mysterious circumstances in the area. There have also been reports of unexplained noises and movements within the cathedral itself. Some visitors have reported hearing footsteps and whispers in the corridors, while others have seen doors opening and closing on their own. It's unclear whether these phenomena are related to the ghosts of the Piper and the woman in white, or if they are caused by some other paranormal entity. The history of Glasgow Cathedral is rich and varied, and there have been many notable events and unexplained deaths associated with the building over the years. For example, during the Scottish Reformation in the 16th century, many priests and monks were executed outside the cathedral's walls. It's possible that some of these executed individuals could still be haunting the area to this day. Overall, the legend of the Piper and the various other ghosts associated with Glasgow Cathedral continue to fascinate and intrigue visitors to this historic and atmospheric building. Glasgow Cathedral, also known as the High Kirk of Glasgow, is definitely one of the city's most iconic landmarks and a popular tourist attraction. It has a rich history dating back to the 12th century, and over the years there have been numerous reports of ghost sightings and unexplained phenomena. There's a Black Friar. He's said to be the ghost of a Dominican monk who was executed for his involvement in a rebellion against the Scottish crown in the 16th century. According to the legend, his ghost has been seen walking the halls of the cathedral, and some visitors have reported feeling a cold breeze or seeing a shadowy figure in the shape of a monk. Another popular ghostly sighting within the cathedral is that of a shadowy figure who is said to appear in the upper windows of the building. Some believe this figure to be the ghost of a medieval stonemason who fell to his death while working on the cathedral. There's a woman in white. She's a ghostly figure who has been seen wandering the grounds of the cathedral. According to legend, she was a nun who fell in love with a priest and was executed for her sins. Her ghost is said to appear at night, dressed in white robes and silently wandering the cathedral grounds. How about this for some eerie phenomena? Floating candles. Definitely one of the most unusual ghostly phenomena reported at Glasgow Cathedral is the appearance of floating candles. Visitors have reported seeing candles floating in mid-air, sometimes moving as if being carried by an invisible hand. Some believe this is a manifestation of the spirits of monks who once lived in the cathedral. There's a crypt beneath Glasgow Cathedral, which is said to be haunted by a number of ghosts. Visitors have reported hearing strange noises, feeling cold spots, and even seeing ghostly apparitions there. Some believe that the crypt is haunted by the ghosts of medieval knights who were buried there. Overall, Glasgow Cathedral is a fascinating and atmospheric place to visit, and its rich history and haunted reputation make it an especially intriguing destination for those interested in the paranormal. Whether or not you believe in ghosts, there's no denying that the cathedral has a certain eerie atmosphere that can send a shiver down your spine. One of the most famous stories is the ghost of the Blackadder Isle. This ghost is said to be the spirit of Sir George Elphinstone, who died during the Battle of Langside in 1568. He was brought back to the cathedral and buried in the Blackadder Isle. Since then, his ghost has been seen wandering around the aisle, wearing full battle armour and carrying a sword. The ghost has been reported several times over the years, with sightings usually occurring at night. Another famous ghost story associated with the cathedral is the ghost of St. Mungo himself. St. Mungo founded the cathedral in the 6th century. He is said to appear in the crypt of the cathedral where his tomb is located. His ghost has been reported to be seen praying at his tomb or wandering around the crypt. The ghost of St. Mungo has been reported several times over the years, with sightings usually occurring at night. Another ghost is the ghost of a woman who is said to haunt the cathedral cloisters. According to legend, she was a maid who worked in the cathedral during the 19th century. She fell in love with a man who worked in the cathedral, but he rejected her. Heartbroken, she hanged herself in the cloisters. Her ghost has been reported several times over the years, with sightings usually occurring at night. It all happens at night. And yet another ghost story associated with the cathedral is the ghost of a young girl who is said to haunt the upper floors of the building. According to legend, she was a servant who worked in the cathedral during the 18th century. One day she was cleaning the upper floors when she fell to her death. Her ghost has been reported several times over the years, with sightings usually occurring at night. The cathedral itself has a long and complex history, with many historical events having occurred there. During the Reformation, the cathedral was stripped of its decorations and became a Protestant church. In the 17th century, the cathedral was used as a prison for Scottish Covenanters, that is, Scottish Presbyterians. The cathedral was also used as a hospital during both World War I and World War II. There have been many unexplained deaths associated with the cathedral over the years. During the Reformation, as we mentioned already, many Catholic priests were executed outside the cathedral. In the 19th century, a workman was killed when a stone fell from the cathedral roof. There have also been reports of people falling from the cathedral tower, although it is not clear whether these were accidents or suicides. Glasgow Cathedral is a place with a rich history and many ghost stories associated with it. The sightings of ghosts at the cathedral are often reported to occur at night and add to the overall mystery and intrigue of this ancient historic site. Another famous ghost story associated again with the Blackadder Isle is the story of a young woman, Marion Shaw, who was accused of infanticide and sentenced to death by drowning in the Mullandiner Burn. Her body was brought to the Blackadder Isle for burial, but it is said that her spirit still haunts the area to this day. There have been numerous reports of strange noises, footsteps, and even sightings of a ghostly figure in the aisle. Another ghostly figure is that of Bishop Cameron. He was a 17th century bishop. He was known for his piety and generosity. Legend has it that he still walks the halls of the cathedral. His ghostly presence felt by visitors and staff alike. Some people have reported seeing a figure in bishop's robes wandering through the cathedral. In addition to these ghosts, there have been many reports of unexplained sounds and occurrences throughout the cathedral. Visitors have reported feeling an eerie presence and hearing unexplained footsteps, voices, and other noises. Some have even claimed to see apparitions or shadows moving through the cathedral. In more recent times, there have been unexplained deaths and tragedies associated with the cathedral. In 1955, a man named William Fulton fell to his death from the cathedral's tower. His death was ruled a suicide, but some people believe that he may have been pushed by a ghostly presence. Outside the cathedral, of course, is the famous Glasgow Necropolis, a Victorian cemetery located on the hill overlooking the city. The necropolis was established in the early 19th century and contains over 50,000 graves, including those of many prominent Glaswegians. There have been numerous reports of paranormal activity in the necropolis, including sightings of ghostly figures and strange apparitions. Some visitors have reported feeling a sense of unease, have been watched as they wander through the rows of gravestones. Others have reported hearing strange noises or feeling cold spots, even on warm days. One of the most famous legends associated with the Glasgow necropolis is that of the Black Lady, a ghostly figure who is said to haunt the cemetery at night. According to the legend, the Black Lady was a woman who died in mysterious circumstances and was buried there in an unmarked grave. Her spirit is said to wander the cemetery, searching for her lost grave. Down the high street from there, there are also reports of paranormal activity in the nearby Glasgow Green Park, which was once used as a site for public hangings. Visitors have reported hearing ghostly cries and moans coming from the area, as well as seeing ghostly apparitions of the executed prisoners. Overall, the high street area of Glasgow is steeped in history and legend, with many stories of hauntings and paranormal activity. Glasgow Green, of course, sits upon the River Clyde, a major waterway which flows past the city of Glasgow. And it has its own share of ghostly tales. Many have reported encountering mysterious apparitions along the river's banks, especially during foggy and moonlit nights. One of the most famous legends is that of the Glasgow Green Ghost, a phantom figure often spotted near Glasgow Green. This malevolent spirit is said to be connected to a dark and tragic event from the city's past. The ghostly figure is described as wearing tattered clothing with hollow, despairing eyes. Locals and visitors alike have claimed to hear chilling whispers and cries for help emanating from the riverbanks, adding to the eerie atmosphere. The stories of these encounters have been passed down through generations, leaving a chilling mark on the folklore of Glasgow. Let's go over to Glasgow University. It's not just a centre of learning, it's also the home of some unsettling stories of the supernatural. As you explore the dimly lit halls and ancient libraries, you might come across stories of restless spirits who allegedly haunt the campus. One notable tale involves the university's Gilbert Scott building. It's said that the ghost of a former janitor who met an untimely and mysterious end during the 19th century, still wanders its halls. This ghostly janitor is often described as a shadowy figure, silently pushing his broom and tidying up the corridors as if continuing his duties in the afterlife. In addition to the janitor, students and faculty have reported encounters with unexplained noises, flickering lights, and eerie sensations in various parts of the university. Some believe these are the lingering echoes of academics and scholars who once walked these halls, unable to part with their beloved institution. These are just a couple of the many ghostly legends which have been whispered around Glasgow's River Clyde and within the historical walls of the university itself. They remind us that even in the most esteemed and picturesque locations, the past can come back to haunt the present, leaving a chilling mark on the city's folklore. Thanks for listening. See you next time.